KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. On high school sports last night, start with volleyball action in a triangular last night. Atlantic picked up a win over Creston 3-1. Lewis Central held off Atlantic 3-2 in the second matchup. Also, Lewis Central beat Creston 3-0 in that match last night. Kemper Catholic down Shenandoah 3-0. Red Oak 3-1 over Harlan last night. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was Missouri Valley over Riverside 3-0. Logan Magnolia took 3 out of 5 from Tri-Center last night. Also in Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Exira EHK downing Woodbine 3-0. Cam over Peyton Sherdan 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Bowyer Valley 3-0. From the Corner Conference tournament play last night, it was East Mills over Griswold 3-0. Stanton beat Sydney 3-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Bedford 3-0. Nottoway Valley, a 3-0 win over Central Decatur. In the Bluegrass Conference, it was Orient Maxburg 2-1 over Moulton Udell. And also last night, Abraham Lincoln defeated St. Albert in a Council Bluffs showdown 3-1. In high school cross country action last night, Denison hosting its cross country invitational. On the girls' side, the individual champion, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center, with Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia running second. Harlan had the next four runners as Kaya Beaker was fourth, Liv Friend fifth, Brecken Van Bale was fifth, and Abby Albertson was sixth. So they ran 3 through 6 for Harlan in that meet last night. Also, Logan Magnolia's Maya Moss was eighth, Denison's Claire Miller ninth. Harlan had Ellie Gross at 11 and Kennedy Kiergaard at number 12. Also, Kyla Korn of Tri-Center placing 14th. Karis Korn was 16th for Tri-Center in that meet last evening. Team standings saw Harlan win the title with 29 points. Logan Magnolia, 88 points for second. Tri-Center third, Abe Lincoln fourth, Denison placing fifth. On the boys' side, it was Trey Gross of Harlan capturing the title with Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic second, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning placing third, Cody Gilpin of Missouri Valley was fourth. Also, Harlan's Mitch Ruschenberg finishing sixth, Kemper Catholic's Caleb Booth was seventh, Bowyer Valley's Patrick Heffernan was ninth, and Missouri Valley's Breck Boroff was in 10th place in that meet last night. In the team standings, it was Harlan winning the title with 58 points, Missouri Valley with 87, the runners-up. Kemper Catholic, IKM Manning, Storm Lake round out the top five teams in that Denison cross-country meet last night. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross-country rankings out yesterday. Here's a quick rundown of some of the area runners and where they stand. In 4A boys, Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central is ranked 8th, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson 9th, Juan Martinez of Thomas Jefferson 28th. In Class 3A, on the boys' side, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is ranked 5th, with Trey Gross of Harlan rated 13th, and Andrew Smith of Glenwood ranked 18th. Class 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston is ranked 15th, Brecken Van Bale of Harlan 27th, Emma Hughes of Glenwood is number 28. In Class 2A, on the boys' side, Cole Dooley of Trainer is 9th, and Baylor Bergren of Red Oak is 11th ranked. In Class 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama ranked 6th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 10th, Georgia Paulson of Underwood rated 15th, Gwen Steffen of Panorama 19th, and Clara Teagland of Tri-Center of Trainer rather is rated 29th. On the Class 1A boys list is Brett McGee of Tri-Center ranked 6th, Jaden Dixon of Earlham is 9th, Zach Dixon of Earlham 11th, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley 14th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning is 15th, Trevin Sewer of ACGC 16th, and Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley ranked 23rd. Class 1A girls, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is top-rated, with Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia ranked 6th, Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley 11th, Lily Dixon of Earlham ranked 16th, Riley Sloss of ACGC is 20th, Grace Slater of Audubon ranked 21st, and Duncan Reese of St. Albert is rated 27th in the most recent rankings. An announcement came down yesterday that the anticipated top 10 meeting between Audubon and Coon Rapids Bayard for Friday night has been canceled. Audubon had to cancel the contest, and Coon Rapids Bayard has said they'll search for a possible alternate opponent this week. This comes on the heels of another top 10 game being called off on Monday. Fremont Mills had to cancel their highly anticipated trip to Oneida to face the Cam Cougars Friday. Fremont Mills went to virtual instruction this week after a COVID-19 outbreak at the end of last week. The Cougars did not indicate that they would try to find an alternate opponent for what was to be their homecoming this Friday. The AHSTW versus Riverside contest also won't happen this week in 11-man play due to the Vikings going to virtual learning this week with a COVID outbreak of their own. We'll have any updates or changes or alternate opponents for these schools, if any, are announced. Oklahoma's played well with its back to the wall and winning five straight Big 12 titles, and that's where the Sooners stand heading into Saturday night's game at Iowa State. After squandering a big lead in a loss to Kansas State, the Sooners will look to avoid an 0-2 start to conference play.
The sustainability of success, I think, has been really impressive to me of what I've watched and their ability to consistently go win the games, because at the end of the day, it's still about winning. It's not about how fancy it is or how it looks. It's about winning. And you know, Coach Riley, to be able to do what he's done and be able to go to multiple playoffs, a lot of credit to him, his staff, and their kids.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says winning close games is a trait of outstanding programs.
There's a mentality to that. And so I really do. I think it's ingrained in your culture, and there's only one way to do it, and you got to go through it, and then you got to be able to sustain it. And you know, obviously, Oklahoma certainly has.
Redshirt freshman Spencer Rattler is the latest in a long line of outstanding quarterbacks at Oklahoma. He has 8 touchdown passes in his first 2 games. He had 3 interceptions in the loss to K-State, but Campbell says the Sooners still have an explosive offense.
You know, you look at total yards, almost 600 total yards, and, you know, a lot of really positive things from that offense. You know, just some mistakes that occurred. And, again, in this time where we're at, I think you're going to see mistakes occur. And instead of those mistakes maybe happening in scrimmages or practices, they're going to happen wide open in these game settings, just with how early I think we all are in terms of our development and growth as football teams.
There'll be about 15,000 fans allowed in Jack Trice Stadium, but Campbell says he doesn't think that'll play much of a factor. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley doesn't think the loss to K-State ended the Sooners or the Big 12's hope of getting a team into the college football playoff. Riley's concerned about a pattern of not being able to finish games. The Sooners were up 28-7 against K-State midway through the third quarter before the Wildcats rallied for that wild 38-35 win.
I think our guys have gotten, which is my fault, is we've gotten too result-oriented. You know, you get playing well against the team and you think you got a chance to separate, and whether you put it on cruise control because you think you got the thing wrapped up, or you start to panic just the first sign of something not going right and not going to plan. I think we've got a little bit of both, but either one, you're reacting to game situations as opposed to just reacting to your standard of play.
Riley says the Sooners need to get better at finishing games. That's a Saturday night game kicking off at about 6:30 Saturday at Ames. Now, the college football news, West Virginia will allow the general public to attend football games at a reduced capacity next month. West Virginia Athletic Director Shane Lyons said the attendance will be limited to about 15,000 fans, or 25% capacity, starting with the October 17th home game against Kansas. Purdue University has suspended 14 students, 13 of them athletes, for violating the Protect Purdue pledge by attending a party Saturday in a residence hall. The students must vacate the dormitory by today, though they can file an appeal. Lucas Giolito was outstanding in the Chicago White Sox first postseason game in 12 years. He carried a perfect game into the seventh inning of his postseason debut, pitching the White Sox to a 4-1 win against Oakland in game one of the AL Wild Card Series. Gleyber Torres and Brett Gardner each homered and drove in 3 runs as the Yankees blew out the Indians 12-3. Blake Snell was sharp in the Rays 3-1 win over the Blue Jays, and the Astros scored 3 in the ninth to hand the Twins their major league record 17th consecutive postseason loss, 4-1. Today in the American League, Houston is at Minnesota with the Astros up 1-0. Chicago at Oakland, the White Sox lead 1-0. Toronto is at Tampa Bay with the Rays up 1-0. And New York can close out Cleveland today as they're up 1-0 as well. The National League playoffs wild card round gets started today as well. Cincinnati will play at Atlanta. That starts this morning at 11 o'clock. Miami is in Chicago to play the Cubs. That's a 1 o'clock start. Cardinals are out in San Diego to face off against the Padres. We'll have that game for you this afternoon here on the radio. A first pitch scheduled for just after 4 o'clock. We're on the air 3:12 this afternoon with your pregame. And also late tonight, Milwaukee is at Los Angeles in game one of that National League series. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by MACT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.